What's up, everybody? That was Crimson Bow and Arrow by Linked Horizon. And welcome to episode 10 of the Anime and Stuff podcast. I'm Sitz, and I'm here, of course, with Gina and Sherman. Say hey, guys.
Hello.
And we're also joined by a special guest. Everybody welcome Katie. Say hi, Katie.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi, Katie. What's up?
And she is roommates with Gina.
Oh.
So that's pretty cool. It's been a long time since we made a podcast. It's been about, what, a month? Has it been a month and a half or a month?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think a month.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And, so instead of just telling you what I've done for the past month, I'll just talk about the last couple days. I don't remember if I had a job then, but I have a job. I have a job now.
I don't think so.
I work at Walmart, which stinks.
Well,
overnight.
Job.
And, I started as a stalker, overnight stalker, but apparently I suck, so they moved me into maintenance, which is kind of like a janitor.
Aw.
At least it's money.
Overnight stalk is difficult, though.
Yeah.
You don't have to do overnight anymore, so that's good, right?
Yeah, it's still overnight, but it's overnight.
Oh, it's a different job.
Maintenance, yeah. And hopefully, like, when you start, you're a temp for 3 months. So hopefully, when the 3 months is over, I can put in for a different job, like, during the day. So.
Well, good luck.
So, Gina, how about you? How have you been?
I am good. Life is moving on. I don't know. Past midterms,
Frisbee tournament!
Oh my god, yes! This last weekend we won our first Frisbee tournament. Arcadia, yes. Mm-hmm. We are awesome. It was out of like 12 teams, so it was a big deal. Well, the one was a high school team. Shut up.
A high school team? What?
there was one high school team. But whatever, you know, we still won.
And remind us what sport this is again?
This is Ultimate Frisbee.
Okay.
My roommate cannot stop laughing at me, even though it is a real sport. And it does require work and athletic ability. So I am an athlete. Okay. Anyways. So that happened this weekend. It was a lot of fun. Halloween was just last week.
Oh, yeah.
And that was also a blast.
Oh, yeah. What did you dress up as, Brendan?
I was a zombie.
What?
I was a zombie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Fake blood.
Yep.
What about you, Katie?
I had 3 costumes.
Oh, wow.
Halloween. Gina, what?
I didn't say anything.
I was Buzz Lightyear, and then I was Wednesday Addams, and then I was like a creepy doll. Fun. Yeah. What were you?
I was a toga person. No.
You were a Roman?
I was a Greek. You're a Greek goddess.
Greek.
So I wore a toga. It was awesome.
Yay, togas.
And Sherman dressed up as himself.
That's pretty scary.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, crazy costume.
Yep. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what I did on Halloween night. I'm pretty sure I just sat here.
Do you never remember?
Hey! I remember. Anyways, so Sherman, what have you been up to?
Absolutely nothing.
Woo!
I got my car fixed, and that's about it.
Yay.
That's good. No Frisbee tournaments for you?
No, but interesting enough, I'm going to link a video in a comment about this for some very cool Frisbee tips. Be on the lookout for Crazy John.
He's Crazy John.
Pretty awesome.
And his awesome toothbrush maneuver.
Yeah. So that's a real thing, guys.
I cannot wait to see this.
I'll link it as soon as I can.
Okay.
But other than that, I have done nothing.
So, Katie, you want to give a little thing about yourself?
Who are you?
Yes.
Katie. Tell us about Katie.
Why are you here?
With an IE. I'm Gina's roommate, as she said. That's why I'm here, because she told me about this. I was like, oh, I'll be on it. I've never seen anime before. I do have a doctorate in anime, though.
That's a lie. Okay,
I gave it to myself, so a doctorate. I do not play Ultimate Frisbee.
But she wishes she could.
How do you stand it?
Oh my god!
We've lived together for 3 years, so like I deserve like
that's impressive.
Day. Oh my god!
I'm completely kidding, of course.
We're all just joking.
Of course.
I think.
Right. All right, guys. So this. I wasn't saying this week, but it's this month. We've attempted to watch Attack on Titan, also known as Shingeki no Kyojin. I think I'm saying that right, Sherman?
Sure, close enough.
Okay.
Shingeki no Kyojin, close enough. I think that's what you said.
Yeah. And this is a pretty interesting anime. Gina, do you want to give a synopsis?
Alright, so this story centers around three main characters, Eren, Mikasa, and Armin. They're all kids, like 13, 14, I really don't know, who live like behind this wall, and their lives are changed forever when these huge titans come and like destroy their home. So, after the death of Eren's mother, he, like, vows to get revenge on these huge titans, which, remember, he's, like, a little kid, and these guys are, like, they eat people. They're really disgusting, actually. So then they join this thing called the Survey Corps. It's, like, this group of soldiers who fight titans outside the walls. And the walls are what holds in their, like, village, I guess.
Like,
they're very large walls. But the Titan can go still, like, knock it down, like, it's no big deal.
Yep.
So, that is pretty much what it is about.
The survival of mankind.
Yeah. And these are, like, ugly creatures. They're, like, naked, right? They don't wear...
They look like middle-aged men with no genitals, but completely naked. And they vary in sizes. And
they
just
look slightly...
extremely naked. Creepy.
And they, like, eat people. It's frightening.
It is very scary, actually. It is not a good anime to start off with if you have never watched anime before.
Like certain people.
It's very traumatic.
Seriously. The
very
guy, like,
disgusting.
Bit off his
like,
mother's
head. Ew. Yeah.
Ugh.
Like Gina said, we have three main characters, Eren, Mikasa, and Armin. Sherman,
Let's see. We have the main character, Eren Jaeger. Not like the Jaegermeister, okay? We don't want any Jaeger bombs. Well, maybe later. But this guy's name is Eren Jaeger. He's a skinny little kid, brown hair. He has a very,
charismatic
kind of nature. because he is he did vow to get revenge after his mother's death. He is also very charismatic. He's smart, and he's a quick thinker, I guess you could say. But there's something special about him, but we don't find that out till later. There is Mikasa Ackerman. Ackerman? Yeah, Ackerman. And she is his adopted sister.
Oh, I was wondering that. I did not get that.
You actually don't find out who she is until later, because there's a little backstory on how she became family with Aaron, but they're not really related at all. They're not at all related, because Mikasa's parents were killed in some accident with the Titans. One of them was with the Titans, and the other was something else. And they took her in because she had no family, and Aaron actually saved her. But that's later in the series. So they kind of have a sibling, but not really sibling relationship. It's more
protective.
It becomes a romantic.
Is it romantic? Okay.
It's slightly romantic. Yeah.
But they kind of hint at it.
Yeah, they do.
Which is why I was confused. I was like, she's not a sister, right?
No, they're not really mother and sister.
Okay.
But they grew up together.
Another thing about her is she's pretty much the last Asian.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She is. She is the last Asian. Well, not last Asian, but she's the last of her race, of ethnicity, let's say. She's the only one with the fair skin. Yeah, actually, yeah, she's Asian. You're right. Yeah, she's the last Asian. Everyone else is white now, to be honest. Yeah. Okay, and then the third kid's name is Armin Arlett. That's annoying to say. He's a very smart, nerdy kid, actually. He gets beaten up a lot, bullied, teased. And Aaron is the one that actually comes in and saves him. But, to be honest, it's actually Mikasa that really saves everyone. She's kind of a prodigy badass. And you find out why, too. And it's mainly because of Aaron.
And the fact that she's Asian.
Kind of the dumb idiot who just does as honest a job as he can. Follows his heart. And Mikasa's there to protect him. And Armin is his brain.
That sounds okay.
Yeah.
He's very timid and shy.
Yeah,
well.
He's a blonde-haired kid.
He's
long
like,
hair.
He's a lover, not a fighter. That's what I got.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. Well, in the beginning, I don't know, maybe he turns into some, like, crazy fighter, but... he seemed gentle.
You know, he's smart, that's all. He's very clever. Very smart.
Okay.
Yep. So, the first episode we watched was called, To You, After 2,000 Years, The Fall of Shigashina, Part 1. Every episode is, a two-part episode, is that right?
Yeah.
Every
well,
episode
it's,
is...
it's like every two episodes kind of go together. There's
right.
A lot of part ones and part twos.
Yeah.
The entire anime is a cliffhanger, to be honest.
For now, at least.
Yeah.
For over a century, humans have been living in settlements surrounded by gigantic walls, which prevent the Titans, which are giant humanoid creatures who eat humans, from entering. Young Aaron Yeager wishes to see the outside world by joining the Recon Corps, as he likens living in the cities to livestock. Despite this, his foster sister, Mikasa, and their mother, Carla, are against him and joining the Corps. Even after seeing the Recon Corps returning home with large casualties, Aaron expresses an interest to join, which impresses his father, Dr. Grisha Yeager. After Aaron and Mikasa save their friend Armin from bullies due to his views that the walls will not protect them forever, a Colossus Titan, much taller than the walls, suddenly appears and kicks down the gate into the district of Shigashina, allowing smaller Titans to enter. As the city erupts into mass panic, Aaron and Mikasa head to their home in a desperate attempt to save their mother, who becomes trapped under their collapsed home or house by the falling debris from the wall. Despite Carla begging her children to leave her and to save themselves, they refuse until city guard Hannes arrives and takes the children away against Aaron's wishes. As Hannes carries him away, Aaron, picked up from behind the scenes, watches in horror as the Titan kills and eats his mother.
Everything that happened.
Yeah.
That's literally everything.
What I was going to mention, but I forgot to, when we're talking about the characters, is there's a slew of characters.
There's quite a medley of different characters.
And the reason we didn't go into them is because, one, there are so many, and two, in this anime, you never know how long someone's going to live. So,
yeah, this anime is one of the post-apocalyptic world types where everyone could die. It's like watching The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
You never know who's going to die. And get ready for someone to die, because they're going to.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking about in The Walking Dead, by the way. And in Shingeki no Kyojin. There's going to be lots of random deaths.
Yeah.
Try not to get too attached to the characters.
See, one of the characters is Hannes. He's he is a city guard, and kind of the beginning of the episode, they kind of show that the city guard are kind of just lazy, do nothing. Because
for about 300 years, there hasn't been any 100, I think.
I think it was 100.
Yeah, for 100 years, there hasn't been anything. No, wait. After 2,000 years. It's after 2,000 years.
Seriously?
They know there's Titans, but it's been peaceful for a while.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And the Recon Corps are people that go outside of the walls to... I guess they're kind of trying to figure out where the...
They basically study the Titans. Yeah. They get intel.
Where they come from.
That's what recon is, reconnaissance. Yeah. So.
And
they're out to get information on the Titans.
There's kind of a gruesome scene in the beginning where they're coming in and this older lady is begging about her... What happened to her? Her son? Was it her son or grandson?
Yeah, her son.
And all that was left of him was his hand.
Yeah.
And,
oh, I was like, what part are you talking about?
Yeah, in the pretty beginning, when the recon corps are marching through the city.
Yeah.
Going home. It's very dangerous, clearly.
Yeah.
The way they fight the Titans is they have I forget what it's called. Oh, no. It's a gear maneuvering system.
Maneuver gear,
okay.
No.
That's what it's called.
It's like 360 something.
But Xbox.
It's kind
Xbox
like,
360.
It's kind of like Spider-Man, is what it reminds me of. But it shoots from the hips, the sides. And it looks kind of cooler, to be honest. Like, but they shoot hooks and rope and swing towards it very fast. They're grappling hooks.
Yes.
Anyways.
Any other thoughts or remarks on episode 1?
Kitty, what did you think?
I don't remember episode 1 very well.
It was very gruesome.
The mom gets her head eaten off, right?
Yeah, the mom. She pretty much has, I think it's more than the head.
I do have an overarching theory for the entire anime series, which you can reject it though, that I developed, and should I share that now or wait?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. My theory was that this anime is not post-apocalyptic.
How do you say
that word? You
got it. Yeah, the world, but it's the free world. And that the Titans are actually us. We went and we murdered our ancestors. You didn't
the Titans are only men. Well, actually,
the women could be chilling somewhere else.
That's
true.
There are female Titans, but you kind of have the theory right. She kind of does.
I mean, like, okay,
don't ruin the anime.
Time period, but it's not in the anime.
Like, that could be a possibility, but it's not.
It's like I'm more right than you.
Spoilers, by the way, guys.
Yeah, sorry, spoilers.
Yeah. 3D.
She's kind of right, but not really.
3D maneuver gear is what it's called.
By a long shot, but she's kind of close.
By a long shot.
Maybe a tangent, yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, 3D maneuver gear is what their stuff is called.
Yeah, 3D maneuver gear.
We all had pieces of what it was. What it was. There's somebody said a 3, and you know, I'm sure there's a D and there's some word. I don't know.
So then, episode 2.
Yeah. So
at the end of episode 1, pretty much starts everything for Aaron because at the very end, his mom is killed right in front of him, and
her head gets bitten off.
Yeah. Well, more than her head, actually. Like,
her
shoulder up.
Also.
No, it matters where, because it shows that the Titan doesn't even care. It's not even
thinking
about how.
That's the part where the blood, like, splattered at the screen.
Yeah.
How nasty.
Like I said, this is not the right anime to start off with.
She should have been here for Digimon.
Yeah, that would have been a much better one.
Digimon.
But we're not on that right now. So.
We've been there. We've been there already.
Been there, done that.
So Hans is actually saves Aaron in the end with Mikasa, and they run off. But in the next episode,
It's called That Day, the Fall of Shigashina, Part 2. Obviously. Hannes apologizes to Aaron for not saving his mother and admits that he was afraid of the Titan and that both he and Mikasa are still weak children. The people of Shigashina escape to the inner wall of Maria while the soldiers try to hold off the Titans. Fearing the Titans might advance further, the soldiers order to close the gate to wall Maria despite Hannes' protest there are still refugees outside. However, an armored Titan rams through the gate, allowing the Titans to enter the lands of Wall Maria. As a result of the breach, the government orders all survivors from Wall Maria to evacuate to Wall Rose, or Rose, I guess. Sometime later, Aaron has a strange dream in which his grieving father forcefully gives him an injection and his key before being woken up by Mikasa. Aaron grows disgusted with the people of Wall Rose, as the latter do not like sharing their food with the refugees. During the next year, as a food shortage becomes apparent, the government orders the refugees to work at the farms or fight to reclaim Wall Maria, which results in hundreds of thousands of deaths, including Armin's grandfather. Aaron vows revenge for what the Titans did and resolves to kill them by joining the army along with Mikasa and Armin. A year later, Aaron, Mikasa, Armin, and many young recruits begin their training. So, any thoughts?
I don't remember this episode as much.
Yeah.
It seemed like a filler one, really. It provided a lot of information.
Right.
They kind of just gave us more background.
Yeah.
The hardship of the refugees.
Yeah.
And, like, the kind of horrible situation that they're in.
Right.
You know, like, really, they have no choice but to. I mean, he wants to get revenge anyway, so, like, joining the army is a great outlet for that, but really, what else were they going to do?
Yeah, they can't do much. They're very helpless.
They can't feed themselves, you know. That whole scene with the bread and that Aaron kid getting so angry. I don't know, I forget what happened, but it was annoying.
Yeah.
I believe we did watch
3 episodes, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Forgot to mention that. We did watch three episodes.
Even the next one is a two-parter. Oh well, it ends on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, we wanted to end the last our episode 10 podcast on a cliffhanger, so you guys could go back and continue watching if you chose to do so. But yeah, episode 2 is kind of just like showing the aftermath of what happened at the beginning.
But I thought they did join the army in episode 2, right? Or did that not happen until episode 3?
They joined it
in episode 2 at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. At the very end. You see them entering it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we were, remember Gina, we were confused. We were like, oh, is this more in the future?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We were confused.
Because
then the one kid's grandfather died in episode 2.
Yeah, Armin.
There's the grandfather, yeah.
Yeah. Very sad.
Yeah, why would you kill the old man?
Very traumatic. It's just trying to show that anyone and everyone can die.
They were just, everyone can die.
Yeah, no matter how badass you think they are, they can still die. They're still human. That's what it's trying to show.
Another thing that show is that each walled part of the city is kind of like a different what's the term I'm looking for?
Layer.
Like a different class.
Social class,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
So the people in Wall Maria are not letting the refugees from the outside walls get their food. They're being stingy and buttheads.
Yeah, and the further out in the walls you are, the less money you have.
Right.
The outermost walls usually have peasants and farmers. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
And like the king and stuff live in the center of everything. So they're like, you know, the upper class people.
Protected.
Yeah.
Kings.
Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, episode 3, it's called A Dim Light in the Darkness of Despair, Mankind's Comeback, Part 1. Drill instructor Keith Shottis. Katie's getting excited about this episode. Drill instructor Keith Shottis begins inspecting the new recruits by verbally insulting and intimidating the weak ones. When Sasha Brouse is caught eating a potato, she is punished to run around the camp. An exhausted Sasha is later taken back to bed by Ymir and Krista Lenz. Aaron has a rivalry with Jean Kirstein, whom Aaron finds cowardly since Jean, wants to join the military police simply because their only job is to maintain civil order within the inner city walls. The recruits begin training on the 3D maneuver gear by maintaining their balance while suspended in the air. Aaron has trouble balancing his gear, and he asks Rainer, Braun, and Bertolt Huber for help. As they give Aaron advice, both of them reveal that they came from a town that was not warned of the Titans' attack. Despite surviving, Rainer wants to go back to their hometown. Bertolt, on the other hand, was traumatized by the Titans and wants to join the military police to avoid them. The next day, Aaron tries the maneuver gear again and succeeds for a few seconds before falling once more. Much to everyone's surprise, Keith discovers that Aaron's gear was actually defective, and after equipping another recruit's working gear, he proves to indeed have the aptitude to use it. The fact that Aaron could maintain his balance even for a few seconds with a faulty gear impresses Keith and the other recruits. Proud of the recruits who succeeded, Keith furthers their training with the maneuver gear. So, if you probably couldn't hear from the squeals of excitement coming from Katie, Sasha is her favorite character.
Potato girl!
Sasha is her favorite character.
She was a very airheaded girl from the mountains.
I connected with her emotionally.
Okay.
She was just the best. No, she was awesome.
She is very cool.
Yeah.
She's very. She's a mountain person.
Just imagine, she's just eating a potato. You know?
Like, during training, everyone's standing. Yeah.
Potato.
She's sitting there eating.
Yeah.
She's standing
like, I need this potato.
And everybody's just looking at her like, what is she doing?
She's like,
yeah,
whatever.
They're all nervous for her.
She's also about to get her butt, like, kicked. Because, yeah, you always, like, have you had that person who, like, you get nervous?
Yeah, like, why?
Oh, my God, but I love her. And then she runs for, like, a really long time.
And then
time.
She, like, turns into, like, some crazy person.
Yeah, like, she sees food. She,
yeah,
like,
she's a mountain
crazy.
Kid, that's why.
That's
a stereotype.
I was like, I can relate to her.
I think they didn't really,
That's a stereotype of
mountain people.
Yeah. I think they didn't. I think they didn't really,
Think, like, hippies. Not hippies, hillbillies.
So both hippies?
It's like, mountain people to them. It's like a whole different kind of people. Well, of course, not hippies like ours. Not hippies. Hillbillies, not hippies. Those are very different.
So that's pretty much Katie.
A hillbilly?
Thank you.
No, she's not a hillbilly.
It's true. I'm missing 300 of my teeth.
300 of your teeth? Okay.
Something that didn't really...
Anyway, we can move on past Sasha. What's her name?
Sasha, yeah. One thing they didn't really say in the synopsis of the episode was that for the 3D maneuver gear training, Mikasa kind of just owns at everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
she's
we
so
predicted that
it.
She's already super
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
She's so amazing. The moral of the story of the girl characters are amazing.
She's a prodigy.
Yeah.
But she didn't get that way until Aaron taught her something.
Yeah, but we don't know that yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spoilers.
Spoilers. So yeah, that was kind of a cliffhanger episode.
Right, because Aaron sucked.
Well, not really. It was just them training still.
Well, yeah, I guess.
But like, we didn't know if he was going to be able to.
Yeah, I thought he was going to. I thought he was gonna like go between.
Yeah, because you know, like, oh really? No, they have soon already. He's
well,
right?
If you don't know what the anime is about, then you could think anything really. Because I mean, his mother died in such a gruesome way. His grandpa died, and you know, there's so much death around. So
we're going to talk about our favorite characters? Sorry.
Yeah. Did we skip that?
Did we skip that? Yeah, usually we do it after characters. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Well, we already know one person.
Yeah, we already know Katie's favorite character.
Guys, we forgot to rate the anime. Right.
We'll rate that at the end.
Okay.
I like... See, it's so hard to choose between three characters.
Well, choose through all of them. Just if it's not one of the three.
It's so hard to remember all of them, though. I like Aaron. I mean, he's the main character, so you're supposed to like him. I can't really think of any of the characters, really.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. I can't really recall either.
Because there's so many recruits. There's so many recruits, and they all have their own personality and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but
they're
like,
very different characters.
I like Mikasa a lot. I think she's the best character.
Of course, she kicks ass.
Yeah, because she's just playing awesome. And I mean, Sasha's pretty cool. She likes potatoes and stuff.
That one other blonde girl, I don't remember her name. The very creepy one that kind of strikes fear into your soul when you look at her.
Is that your favorite character?
I don't remember her name.
I don't either.
I don't remember.
Is that your favorite character, Sherman?
Well, not really, but she is pretty cool.
My favorite would have to be Mikasa after the potato person, but like for like a real character.
The potato person?
Definitely Mikasa.
I just imagine a character that's just a potato.
Annie was her name.
But Annie?
Annie.
I don't know, Mikasa was just like so awesome. I just love it.
Mine was Potato Girl.
Of course.
Annie, is that the blonde one?
Yeah, that's the blonde scary.
I remember her.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, she's blonde. She's pretty hard to forget. She's the only one that makes morbid comments. And everyone's like, why do you know that?
So, what do you guys think of the voice acting in Attack on Titan? Good, bad, indecisive?
I guess it was alright. I mean, it was a bunch of Japanese people being white.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, I don't know. It was alright.
Yeah, but it was good.
It was fine. Nothing I didn't bad. See any problem with it or hear any problems with it. Yeah. It fit.
What do you think of the animation style?
The animation was very well done. Very gruesome.
Yeah.
I kind of wonder what went to the artist's heads as he was creating this. If he wanted to creep people out, that's very creepy and gruesome.
I want to mention one thing. One thing I do like about the Titans is how they run. They run through the streets like
gallop.
Yeah, like sissies.
Wait, One thing we didn't even touch on is the main Titan guy. That's all, like,
yeah,
that's
true.
The Colossal.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he's all, like, that guy. Like, he
would
make favorite character.
Actually, he could be a character. I don't really know.
Yeah, he's all, like, muscly.
Because
he crashes through the wall, right?
Yeah, yeah, we don't really see him. Well, he looks like the other Titans, except no skin.
Right.
So you see his muscles and you see his bone structure. And then he looks like he has like a plate armor on him too. But he looks sentient.
Yeah, he's it's like smart. The other Titans are just like kind of
the other ones are just stupid. They're mindless eating machines and they only eat humans. They don't eat anything else but humans. Nobody knows why, and it's happened for thousands of years.
Right.
Or hundreds, or however long this anime is, the time frame for it.
Soundtrack. Did anybody really get a good listen to the soundtrack at all? Or not?
The beginning theme gives a good,
Yes, I love that song. I love the intro song.
It is actually kind of fitting for it, too.
It's so epic.
It's like a national anthem, kind of.
Yeah. It's just so epic. I love that song.
Yeah. It's a lot more than you'd expect when it starts.
So, for this next, I'll start off with Katie. For your first anime...
Yeah.
One to ten. What do you give this for being your first anime ever?
Out of all animes I've seen. I don't really know because I don't know anything about anime.
Well, for entertainment, would you watch it again? And as a rating of 1 to 10, 10 being.
Would I like rewatch the? I might like Wikipedia what happened in the end.
Or like yeah, some.
But it's like how many episodes?
25.
I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't, like, be like, let's watch this. Like,
reading it would probably be better anyways. Yeah, it saves you from having to see all the poor people dying.
Yeah. Which, like, I don't really... Okay, like, the blood is kind of gross, too.
Yeah, again, this isn't...
I was like, this is kind of gross. Yeah. I, like, personally, I thought anime was, like, Sailor Moon. It's supposed to be really cool.
It is.
There is, actually. That's the normal.
But then I saw this, and I was like...
This is not the right one to start with.
Yeah, so I guess I'll give it, like, 5 stars.
Try any of the other anime that we've done, and it'll be a lot better.
Yeah.
Just not this one.
Yeah.
So Katie was almost with us for Kuroko no Basuke, but we had too many episodes, and she didn't want to watch that 5 episodes. So
I was in recovery.
I guess, yeah.
Not a good move.
I think you would like Kuroko no Basuke. Yeah. A lot of shirtless guys, and you know.
Shirtless anime guys.
Yeah. But if you want to see a lot of shirtless anime guys, watch Free. It's a swimming anime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's full of that.
I like that. I wonder if there's people out there who are like, you know, anime guys. Like, that's not just a
process. Oh, that's probably definitely a thing. Come on.
Probably you, Gina, right?
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, one of those full body pillows, Gina?
Mm-hmm. Those are creepy.
Wait, Katie, aren't you in the room? Show us.
I am.
No,
actually,
I don't.
He does have a body pillow in his outfit.
Oh, okay.
Sherman, 1 to 10 rating.
It's hard to rate. The anime isn't as good as the manga. The anime just leaves you on a huge cliffhanger. The anime leaves you on a huge cliffhanger. The manga doesn't. The manga, of course, continues on. But 1 out of 10, I give it a 6.
Yeah, I
would give it like a 6.57. It was entertaining enough.
Okay.
And, you know, your interest really calculated that out. I did. Anyways.
Repeating?
She says 6.57.
0.3 repeating.
Yeah, in that range.
Yeah.
So,
I give it a 7. I give it a solid 7. I like it a lot. It can be kind of slow at parts.
Are you kidding me? No.
I mean, like...
I thought it was way too fast.
Yeah, it was death.
We're 10 years older.
Cliffhanger after cliffhanger.
Well,
it sucked me in.
When I say slow, I mean there's like. Never mind.
What I noticed was that. I guess there was. Now that I think about it, it was a long time that I watched it, but there wasn't as much comic relief. Maybe.
Well, there is no comedy in this. It's not supposed to be.
Yeah, but like usually, still intense shows will have like a little humor here and there, but like the really.
Yeah, this one was mostly serious.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I enjoy shows that make me laugh.
Yeah, this isn't really...
Watching a whole series that there's, like, no break, I don't know.
Well, this one is... I give it a 6, but I would give it a 8 in hooking people to watch it more, just because of the cliffhangers. If you hadn't seen it before... And you like the kind of post-apocalyptic kind of stuff, like Jericho or that one I mentioned earlier with the zombies, Walking Dead. And there's more. I forget. Under the Dome, I guess that's one. Okay, never mind then.
So, the end of this podcast is going to be a little different than the other ones. We're going to go ahead and give
this
out
our... This is our last episode of the season, right?
We're going to give our shout-outs first.
Okay.
We're going to ruin it, Sherman.
Well, I mean, we kind of knew that.
Turntable.fm. You know it. You love it. If you don't know it... You will love it. Turntable.fm/nerdsunite now with underscores between every word. That's where we usually hang out if you want to hang out with us. Sir sits a lot there. Sherman, of course, is Snickle Fritz. And Gina is Green Bean Machine. And Katie, do you... What is your...
I do have a turntable, so I don't go on, but Katie giggles.
And, yeah.
So, Gina, you
She's never on. It doesn't matter.
And we want to give a shout out, special shout outs to Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
She's kind of our group little sister. And she's awesome. And don't forget Simon and Matt, also known as Nerd Bomb and Peanut Butter Fox. And who else
and
we got?
John
Palindrome. And
was he supposed to be here?
I don't know.
I'll message him.
Sorry. Continue.
And Amanda, Water Angel, and we have a couple new people that I haven't really met all that much.
I don't really. It doesn't matter.
But so check out all those people. I guess I'll still give out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/SirVlogsALot00 or youtube.com/ChiliGamer50. If you want to subscribe to that, feel free to do so. I will warn you that it might be a while before any videos are uploaded. Trying to save it for a computer. And since my computer, I pretty much had to restart my whole computer from scratch. So, all the stuff I had on there is gone. So, And this job. But I'm saving up to get a really good computer. And hopefully, I'll be able to do that. But still, subscribe if you want to. Send me some thumbs up and comments on the videos I do have. And I'd appreciate it. So, like Sherman spouted earlier, this episode is the season finale of our podcast.
Anime and stuff.
Anime and stuff podcast.
If we decide to do the next season, we're going to be changing things up a little bit.
Right.
Well, actually, a lot. Because figuring if you do happen to listen to this podcast, the way you found it is most likely by searching about an anime that you've already seen, and you just want to read more about it or just see other stuff about it. So we're going to instead talk about the anime as a whole. You don't have to have watched it, but it would be nice if you found an interest in it. We're going to have just a basic discussion on the anime as a whole, what we like about it, a few of the characters, maybe all of them if we can, just a few important ones if there's too many. If you've never seen the anime, like probably Gina, probably will not have seen most of what we want to watch. So we'll get a sort of a beginner's view on the anime from her. We'll assign her a couple episodes to watch, even though me and Brandon might have already seen the entire series. Or we might have rewatched it, you know. But it'll be a much simpler setup. So you guys can listen in if you like the anime that you watched before that we're doing, or, you know, not. But do, you know.
Yeah. And we will be having an update. We'll be posting some update mini podcasts, I guess, every once in a while, where, you know, we talk about if we're planning on our thoughts on what we should be doing. Another thing that Fritz did not mention is that instead of being a weekly podcast, we're talking about being a monthly podcast. Or,
oh, you know what? I think we'll just make it, we'll put it up whenever we want.
Yeah.
As long as we do at least two a month or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Because
at most
we're not going to be able to find the time.
Right.
Everyone's
and sometimes you won't be, yeah, sometimes we'll have time, sometimes we won't. So, you know, just go with it.
And if we do have season two, I will try to have more guests more often.
Spam the comments. You want me
Yeah, we'll have Katie back. She's our only special.
Didn't even have to watch it.
She's our only special guest, isn't she? She's the only special guest we've had, isn't she?
She is.
I was a special guest.
Yeah, but now you're.
Yeah, but then the rest of the people you have are just guests.
But, if you want to be special, sure.
But we will try to have more guests or some guests. I will be trying to have some cool people. It might not work at all, but try to have some people to join us. Maybe some more experienced podcast people, because I have a few friends that do podcasts for different.
Continue.
I have some friends that do podcasts for different things, like different things entirely, but they do podcasts or help with podcasts or whatnot. So, yeah, I'll try to have those, and we'll try to do at least bi-monthly. But if you've been following us for a while, you'll know that sometimes we'll just be a while, like this podcast. So much.
It took a month to put this one out. So
yeah, so much is
happening today.
So much happened, and we were also busy with things and stuff and whatnot.
Life happens.
Yeah. So So thank you guys for tuning in for our season finale. I want to give a special thanks. Special thanks to Katie for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Monkey pops. Don't question it. That's my personal shout out to someone.
Okay.
Just don't think about it.
Okay, no, I'm not going to worry about it. Right. Let's just say goodbye to our listeners and turn this off.
All right, so once again, thanks everybody for listening. Please stay tuned to our SoundCloud page for updates. We might have a special Christmas podcast just for the heck of it, just so you can hear from us again. And hopefully that won't be the last time we actually hang out.
You don't have to watch anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, hey guys?
We're just going to talk about us. Katie, you're welcome to join.
Yay!
We'll,
I'll play Jingle Bells.
we'll probably watch a movie or something. And just talk about the movie. You don't have to watch it, but we'll have all that figured out by then. So, yeah. Once again, for the third time, thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.
And we'll see you for season 2, maybe, hopefully, possibly.
Bye.
Thank
you.
Also, before I forget, the ending of Attack on Titan is song A Beautiful Cruel World by Yoko Hikasa. So, enjoy the outro. See you guys later.